on the phone right now is a gentleman by the name of Sam Pearlman, I believe. Sam Pearlman from Tough Guy Plumbing. Sam, good morning, friend.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you doing today, sir?
I am wonderful.
Now,
I'm very excited for this break.
You were responsible or part of the team set us up here. Josh Spiegel was looking
You were out.
I was out for the setup.
So I'll recap what happened.
Give it to us.
We had Joe Robinson in here a couple of weeks ago. This has been going on for years, to be honest. But it really came to a head, pun intended.
Hey.
A couple of weeks back, Spiegel had a bowel movement up in his upstairs bathroom. This toilet in the upstairs master bathroom clogs all the time.
Constantly. The situation, it really prairie dogged recently.
And due to his OCD nature and just germs and everything, he can't bring himself to plunge it. So what he would be doing was he would just let it sit.
Whoa, hold on.
Until it softened and worked its way through the pipes. Yeah. So, He revealed to us his Monday morning confession was that he let one sit from about a Friday to a Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's like that's you're making tea.
It's just disgusting.
Oh.
So we finally said we got to do something. And then one of our listeners, our friends, reached out to us. What was his name again? I can't remember.
Matt,
it's all
Matt.
Yeah. Matt Borg from Northeastern.
And he said, look, I got the Drake. This is the Toto Drake. This is the toilet of all toilets.
Nice.
I'll give you one for free.
Nice.
You come by, you swing around, we'll pick it up, and we'll get it installed for you. And I guess this guy right here, our man, is the guy that put it in. Is that accurate? Did you put in the toilet?
That is pretty accurate.
Sam put in the toilet. So you went by Spiegel's house. When did he come by, Spiegs?
Friday.
Okay, okay.
12 noon.
Were you a little freaked out that he had you blindfolded and gagged and put in a Hummer, taken to an offsite location before you actually got to get to the house?
It was pretty awkward.
Now, I remember as a kid, we had a toilet that went bad on us. We had just a classic porcelain throne, and it broke. The edge started to get a crack to where water was leaking.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to take it out, and it was the only time I ever saw a toilet that was removed and pulled off of its base, and the horrors that fell out of this thing. You just have to spend most of your day just covered in feces.
Not all the time.
But more time than your average human.
Yes, correct. Almost as much as a proctologist, but not quite as much.
Oh. So you get to Spiegel's house. What you see the toilet that he's using. You're in the biz. You know toilets. You put them in. You take them out. What was he working with? What was the thing he was working with? Not good?
He had a one-piece, probably 40-year-old, American Standard, old toilet. It actually matched his entire bathroom. It was a grayish.
Yep.
Toilet.
Oh, I've been in that bathroom. So you saw this thing.
It had a shallow tank to it. That was one thing I noticed. It's very shallow tank.
Its time had come and gone. It was an old toilet. It wasn't functioning well. Correct?
Correct.
You yank this thing out. Any happenings with the yanking it out? Anything we need to know? Well, anything special happened during the process of taking it out?
Yeah, then tell us about taking out the toilet.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
Not especially. We have a special product that we use to put into the bowl of the toilet that actually solidifies all the water, so therefore you don't get...
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
So now it doesn't slosh all over. You just dump something in there, it solidifies all that water, so taking the toilet out, very routine.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. Okay.
Putting the new toilet in.
Put the new toilet in, beautiful, two-piece, Comfort Height, which is the taller toilet.
Oh, it's so elongated. So beautiful.
Now,
I almost didn't want to use it.
You almost feel like you don't deserve it. It's like a beautiful plate of food.
There was a bit of issue with the coloring, if I remember, because Spiegel's bathroom is like a 1980s kind of gray motif bathroom, right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, I guess.
Correct.
So what'd you go with? You went with like a white toilet?
Yeah, they talked me into doing white. They said it would be
and
best.
It goes well? You're happy with the way it looks and everything?
It looks good.
Okay, good. I know you're worried about...
How does it flush, Josh? How does it work?
It flushes, that's more important.
Yeah, it flushes great, and I tested it. I did the whole toilet paper thing, like multiple layers and multiple bowel movements, and it does go down. It goes down real nice. But the thing
is there a but?
But? Well, I said to Sam when he flushed it, when we did the initial flush... I said, wow, that's that doesn't seem like it's so high powered, because they said that it could flush 24 golf balls.
Yeah.
And explain how it flushes. I shot some video of it. And it doesn't really, you can't really.
It's different.
You can't really appreciate the force just by seeing it. Explain that.
So the way old toilets work is, when you flush it, you'll notice you have like a giant, like a swirling, like a whirlpool type of swirling that
yes.
everything swirls around and goes down. The newer toilets, because they use less water and they're more efficient, they've increased the way the water gets from the tank to the bowl. Out to the pipe, so it actually creates more of a suction.
When you flush it,
it doesn't give you that whole swirl. It just goes, it just kind of sucks everything out, and you're amazed.
It just goes like...
Even I'm so amazed. I've been doing it for years. You're just amazed about how that little bit of force can actually take...
And
all the force of Josh.
And
all the force of Josh. Josh's legendary movements.
And so the water doesn't cover the entire bowl, right? It's just pretty much pools at the bottom. So I had a bit of a problem because there was some debris left on the side.
Oh, no.
And after I flushed a couple of times, like I was hoping like maybe the water would squirt up and miraculously bring down the debris on the upper side.
And by debris, I'm assuming the remnants of a pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah. Oh, God.
So you ate in red.
So what I did was like, wow, I can't leave this here for my housekeeper to see, so I had to take some toilet paper and
That's why you hired her.
So
let her clean it.
I have to wipe the toilet. Besides me, I have to wipe the toilet bowl. So is there any solution?
Yeah, fiber. It's called fiber.
Yeah. Well, usually fiber definitely does help.
Yeah, you can't expect a plumber to help you with this. It's your bowels.
Yeah, it's a weird gorilla glue movement of yours.
You don't need a plumber. You need a doctor.
It's got suction cups.
Most of us have called the chalk test, which is they'll take, like, if you ever played pool before, the chalk that they use for a pool cue, and they'll scrape it inside the bowl of the toilet, and they'll count how many times it takes to flush to remove that chalk.
Chalk, right.
And usually three flushes at best, which the chalk kind of mimics a skid mark, per se.
Yeah.
And
tell me the chalk is brown.
Two or three washes.
So two or three flushes. Yours was still going strong after...
held steadfast.
After the third flush, I decided to wipe the toilet.
Okay. God, you are
They did save the toilet seat.
Yeah, we have the toilet seat.
My old toilet seat.
Right here. Oh, I have the box right here.
Let me just tell you, it has not been watched.
Okay, now I'm going to put my nose in this.
No.
And I'm gonna give this a good long draw. Okay, hold on.
Oh, he's sticking his head in the box.
It's not good.
Oh, stop
It's not bad, but it ain't good. All right, hold on. I'm pulling this out.
Oh, there we go.
Hard.
Yeah!
Oh.
Look at this guy.
It just looks old, man.
Look at this dude.
It looks like a relic.
What is that?
Oh, a stain on the top.
No, it's a hair.
There's a pew.
It's a pew?
That's not mine.
I'm going to clone
it. What do you mean it's not your pew?
Sam, what do you leave on the toilet?
Oh, Mike, save this and clone him.
All right, hold on. Let's get rid of Sam. Sam, anything else of importance we need to know? Pretty routine toilet change. You should be good to go. No more clogs?
Should be good to go. The only thing I wanted to let you guys know is I do still have the old toilet. So my thought was maybe at Josh's birthday, we could destroy the toilet.
But we might have to.
Maybe we make
that.
A video of destroying it. Where we like run
maybe,
it over?
Maybe we use it. Maybe we use it as like a VIP seat on the stage. VIP seating. You get to. Sit
Someone gets to sit on the toilet.
The toilet for the entire show.
The entire show. They have to sit on the John. Great idea.
And Sam, before we let you go, what was your impression of Spiegel's home?
Yeah.
It was nice. It's a nice home for Boston. It's very nice.
Sam gets it.
Good man. Were you offered a drink or refreshments by any chance?
No, of course not.
Actually, the funniest part about the whole situation was when we were all done, Josh had actually offered to pay us.
Yeah.
And I being the good Jew that I was, should have said yes, but because it was Josh Spiegel...
You stick together.
You guys are good people. Well, thank you again.
Yes, thank you.
Sam Perlman, Tough Guy Plumbing. Mike, put a link up in our Facebook for the guys that took care of it.
Lift open that lid toilet seat.
Put Sam on hold.
I want to see. That's the lid. I want to see where the ass sat.
Yeah.
For all these years.
Here we go. Let's go ahead and crack open this treasure chest right here. Yeah, right there. Now, it's pretty, not...
Yeah, it's held up well. It's held up well over the years.
And Scott, I'll hand this off to you in a second. You want to look back here.
Dude, you got your hands all over that. Like, you realize...
Yeah. I trust him.
You know what I was thinking? That
I trust him.
I wonder, what would it take to get Mike to lick it?
Yeah. No, Mike.
Oh, come
There's
on.
There's feces all over it.
He's not going to get
There's feces
any.
And urine all over it. Oh, no! Mike. Don't put it over your head!
Oh! Yeah! Look, it's my new fashion accessory.
Oh, my God!
Cheers.
God!
Oh, do you understand how long I've wanted to be this close to you? If I could just do this.
Oh!
It went in my mouth!
Yeah!
It went in my mouth! Oh. Yeah, it touched my mouth!
I'm part of you forever now.
Oh!